Oh my God! Who is that dreadful old druid, shrouded in sackcloth over there? Oh, that's the new neighbour, darling. Her name is Ruby Rainbow. Christ, there's a tramp begging from Chesterton, look. No, that's Ruby's husband, Reginald Rainbow. They're so beautiful. Earth children, don't you know? Rainbow warriors. They make everything themselves. Then you what? I forbid you to have anything to do with those deadbeats. What in the name of old Nick are they tethered to? Oh, that's Beatrice and Boudica. Bearded buff silkies. They're house hens. Domesticated fowl, darling. I don't believe that you've befriended tramps and druids. Keeping chickens in the house. It's no different than keeping parrots or budgies. You stupid woman. I suppose you'll want us to have some flying rodents in the house as well. I mean, let's get a badger for the bedroom, shall we? Charles, careful with your blood pressure. To hell with my damn blood pressure. I'm not surrendering the street to druids, you feathered rats. The next thing I'll be sleeping cheek to fowl. Charles, the days of empire. You know them. They're over. We've all got to make sort of concessions. It's all a big multicultural melting pot now. Anyway, I've invited them into our circle of friends. Oh, you've done what? You silly bitch. I'm not making any concessions to anyone, especially people like this. You've got to understand, Charles, it's a caring, sharing community now. We give and take from all sides. I'm not giving and taking, especially with these down-and-out flower beatniks. I do not intend to lower my standards or this nation's, so that it can be more acceptable or accessible to people of lower standing. If anything, I shall be setting the bar higher. This nation was built on blood, fire, and crushing imperialism, and I, for one, mean to maintain it. We used to have a third of the world's surface, on which the sun never set. I want that sort of capability back, not having some crushed capability. Oh, you're such a racist bigot, Charles. You and your old Etonian blue or Oxbridge crew. That network of yours is just antiquated. It's the days of gone of empire, darling. We've all got to come together. The world is not a vassalage to be lorded over by a feudal few of Eton blue. I will not be making any concessions or melting down into a multicultural stew to end up as some sort of khaki-coloured or khaki-conscience, as you say. Charles, you truly are a vile racist at times. I, my darling, am a realist. The earth, my darling Charles, is just a temporary stopping-off point for our spiritual destiny. It's all on lease land, borrowed from the great creator. Is it not? I can't believe it, Matilda. You, from some gilt-edged blue bloodline that goes back to the Norman conquest, and now you're behaving as though you've been brought up in a makeshift mud hut outside Normanton. It's funny how the highbrow societies want to squat down with the lower brow near the sewer. What could there possibly be that you want? I mean, come on, Matilda, what are you doing? Oh, don't be silly, Charles. You have to make people welcome. I am not surrendering another foot of this nation. Any more foreign feet or foe, as I term them. I'm virtually falling off the white cliffs of Dover through overcrowding as it is. Charles, you're just a xenophobic bigot. This country was built on multiculturalism, and always will be. You yourself are Anglo-Saxon. I mean, what do you think that means? You're from different diversification demographic bloodstock. That's how genetics work. They work much better that way. The gene pools start to stagnate. It's a catastrophic. Anyway, this is how we're going to do it, Charles. I mean, if you had your way, Charles, we'd really, there'd only be you as some sort of landed gentry sowing seed. Well, in your case, and it'd be seedless anyway. Oh, let's not start that again, Matilda. I've told you I've done my seeding. Two in, two out. And what if one of our offspring dies? Dies? What is he possibly, what are they going to possibly die of? They don't leave their bedrooms, and if they do, what are they going to do? Fall down the stairs looking at Nintendo or their iPad. They'd be cushioned by two-inch shagpile carpet anyway. Well, what if I die? What are you going to die of, darling? Perfume poisoning? Confusing your Gucci rush with a Provençal blush? Well, Charles, anyway, I've decided. Things have got to change. We're going to become vegetarian. Like the ruby. Like the rainbows. Preferably vegan. Well, there's not a chance of that. I am not changing any of my habits because you have befriended some flower power people. Well, the barbecue at the weekend is going to be a vegan affair. Almost vegetarian, so you'll have to do whatever you wish, Charles. Me, I shall be down at the Rose and Crown with my carnivore crew. I am not messing around eating grass soup or rose petal risotto with you and your seed fest crew. I mean, look at the ones that you're talking about here, these rainbow crew. Almost as though they're wearing starvation smiles. They're so emaciated of skin that it's drawn back from their teeth. Oh, Charles, you talk rubbish. Your colon, as everything else, needs cleaning, Charles. I am not going into some awful, apologetic apocalypse to suit you and your rainbow crew. It's what's needed for you, Charles. It's good for you. Get rid of some of that swine flesh and boiled embryos that you're constantly munching down for breakfast. We're going to be starting the day with pomegranate seeds and all things wonderful, a real total cleansing. My English breakfast is sacred. It's a sacred institution. Oh, listen, George. George? Christ, you've even forgotten my name since you've been messing around with these deadbeats. They're beautiful people, Charles. And we are going to model ourselves on their lifestyles. We're going to make things, and we are going back to a green lifestyle. Like hell we are. I shall be having my usual Sunday roast at the Rose and Crown. And I couldn't care less if it is a roadkill risotto. I shall be eating meat. Well, I shall not be kissing your dirty mouth if it tastes of murdered meat. Good God, you're talking as though I'm Zeus or something and have eaten my own offspring. I really can't understand this green dream of yours. But please hurry back soon, Matilda. I do no such thing, Charles. Meat is murder. Whatever, darling, whatever. I shall be down at the Rose and Crown. Bye.